Did you ever use quinine for anything?
I never have. Now, Mr. had it. He had, He had something when he was in camp, and they gave him so much quinine that he said he can't stand anything that has the least bit of quinine taste to it. I guess they saturated him with it.
What would you do, like, if you had an upset stomach?
I'd give him a dose of magnesium.
Did you have, like, any other terms for someone, had an upset stomach?
Sick of their stomach?
What?
Indigestion.
What did your uncle usually do? Do you remember what he'd do, like for phones that were broken or anything like that?
Broken bones, you said?
Mm-hmm.
He probably put a splint on, tied up.
Did you ever break any bones?
I never broke any bones until we came back here in about 1999. I stepped out the back door on the side of the mat and broke the bone on the side of my foot. Sprained my ankle, and that's the first broken bone that I ever had. I cut my finger once, peeling sugar cane. The knife slipped and came down and sunk out of my finger there. And I grabbed it. I wasn't even home. Grabbed, put my hand over it and held it till I got home, and Uncle Dick happened to be at the house, and he grabbed my hand and stuck it under the faucet water and tied it up real tight, and he says, I'll be back after a while and sew it up. So after a while, later that afternoon, he came back and froze it. What is it, liquid oxygen or something they use? And he froze it so it didn't have any sensation in it. And he sewed it up. I can still see the stitch marks in it. But that's the way they used to do. They didn't send you to the hospital and to go through all this rigmarole. He just took me upstairs and sat me down and froze it and sewed it up. And I went with him. I went with a girl I knew that had stepped on a piece of glass and cut her foot on the bottom. And some of the glass was still up in her foot. And he had to cut in to that and get the glass out. And this girl was scared to go by herself. So I went with her and held her hand while he did it. Well, of course, he froze that too and deadened it, so she didn't feel it at all.
Did it get bigger?
He just opened it up so he could find the glass and get it out. It was just one pretty fairly good sized piece of glass that had gone into her foot. But they did things the easiest way, I think, then. And they did a lot of it at home. I don't think he ever did any major operations. He did some surgery, like working on the Indian leg. He'd have to cut out the bad flesh and probably sew it up where he had the gangrene. And I don't know what, because they didn't have all the miracle medicines then that they have now either, but somehow people managed to live through it. Some of them without any help at all. When you think about how far they had to go for a doctor, it took them 3 days maybe to get to a doctor. Nowadays, a person could die while they were doing that.
Did most people have home cures or something like that?
I think they had a lot of things that it was just more common sense than anything else. Yeah. They just stayed healthy as much as they could.
What sort of